The Atlantic Monthly has a special issue on newsstands focusing on the Civil War. It makes sense that they would. 150 years after it began, that war remains central to the American story. Seems we can't read enough about it. Yet deep in that issue, the writer Ta-Nehisi Coates suggests that some people are not so interested in the war. African Americans, he says, the very people whose ancestors were slaves until the war freed them. When Coates began exploring the Civil War, he discovered that he's a rarity, a black man who's as obsessed with the conflict as many white people are. What does it mean to be obsessed with the Civil War? How do you spend your days?
Well, that's interesting because for different people, it means different things. There's a group of people who that means obsessing over military tactics and what Lee did here and what Grant did there, seeing, you know, what a flanking maneuver might have looked like. But I think when you simply look at the tactics, you reduce it to almost like a game of football. It becomes a sort of like a sport that you're talking about, and you're analyzing it as a sport. But it wasn't a sport. It was about actual people, actual things. This was not the Green Bay Packers against the New England Patriots. It was something totally different.
You argue that when we think of the war that way, there is a particular kind of people that we're missing.
Yes. People like me, as it turns out, African Americans, yes. African Americans don't have the luxury of thinking about the Civil War as a sporting event. We have to think about it as the event that gave us our freedom, or I probably would actually amend that and say as the event in which we claimed our freedom. I would go so far as to put it that way. And so it's a totally different perspective. There's a real actual issue at stake when you're an African American and you go to Gettysburg and you learn the fact that free black people were kidnapped in the campaign up to Gettysburg. Gettysburg had a thriving black population, free black population, fled the town at the advance of the Confederate Army. These are actual things that aren't necessarily covered in terms of maneuvers and, you know, military tactics, but things that we just can't avoid thinking about.
Well, although, let's follow up on that, because some people will think, what are you talking about that African Americans aren't discussed in the context of the Civil War?
Right.
I mean, people understand that it was about slavery on one level or another, even though they will argue about how much it was.
Right.
People know the name Frederick Douglass, a great leader of that time. People may have heard of the 54th Massachusetts Infantry
and
an African American unit. So what do you mean blacks are missing?
So I think one of the interesting things is, as you just outlined, over the past 30 or 40 years, there's been tremendous progress. But I think if you take a look at the culture and how the Civil War was actually presented, take the new show on AMC, Hell on Wheels. We vaguely understand, and I think, you know, we could go back and forth about the depth of how much people understand the Civil War was about slavery and where in the country that belief holds sway and where it doesn't necessarily hold sway.
There are people on the Confederate side who, even today, who will argue that
certainly
it was about something else, about states'
rights. Certainly so. And you say states' rights for what? But if you look at the culture in terms of how the Civil War is presented, you know, I don't think it's been 10 years since Gods and Generals where you had this sort of presentation of faithful slaves to Stonewall Jackson. You take the new show Hell on Wheels, which is a post-Civil War Western, and the gentleman fought for the Confederate, but conveniently lets you know that he freed his slaves before the war. So there's a kind of avoidance where we haven't yet learned to confront the fact that this was a war for the establishment of a republic based in white supremacy. And it failed. And it's very good that it failed. It's a very, very good thing that it failed. I think that's a little harder to take because so many people have actual ancestors who fought in the Civil War. It's in so many of our bloods.
Although it's really interesting that you point out here, when you look at the history and the way that Americans have looked at the Civil War over the generations, it was people in the North who were happy to gloss
this
over and overlook it. Why?
That's right. Because reunion was essential. Now, when the Civil War started, union was obviously the goal. And I think Lincoln said this himself. You know, Lincoln, who was, in fact, anti-slavery, but if he could have united the country and, you know, left slavery intact, he probably would have earlier in the war.
He said he explicitly said he would do that if he had to do it.
Yes, he explicitly said as much. As the war dragged on until you start getting into 1863, 1864, it becomes clear that there's no going back.
They've issued the Emancipation Proclamation.
That's right. And after the war, reunion really became the priority. I think Ulysses Grant, when he became president, he strived mightily, you know, to make sure African Americans had their rights and everything. But in the coming years, the main priority became coming back together, forging a national myth.
People shifted the narrative and spoke of the South's great lost cause.
Right. That's exactly right. And that became a way of giving the South its honor. which the North was more than happy to do. I mean, there's no loss to us. I mean, you still lost the war. So, I mean, you can have all the honor you want. You know, as long as the actual results of the war are still in place, it's totally fine. The inconvenient fact, though, is for African Americans, that meant either cutting them completely out of the story or reducing them to basically a servile population who was happy in slavery. Because the war couldn't be about slavery and the South be honorable at the same time. It's such a dishonorable cause and quickly fell into disrepute, like immediately after the war. But the echoes of that are still with us today.
But let me ask about this from the other side. You're talking about history as something that is done to African Americans here, that mm-hmm. African Americans have been cut out of the story. Mm-hmm. And yet the question you pose in this article in The Atlantic is, why do so few blacks study the Civil War,
right.
suggesting
right.
that African Americans themselves are not actively seeking out this part of the history?
That's right. And one of the conclusions that I end at the end of the story is saying, it's all fine and good to, you know, say exactly, as you just put it, what someone has done to you. But at some point, you know, we have to decide that we're going to actually interpret the war. But as a tour guide once told me in Gettysburg, you could sit there for hours and you could count on one hand the number of African Americans that come into the battle park. It's Gettysburg. I mean, this is the seminal battle in, you know, to what it made freedom real for this country. And yet very few African Americans come in to visit. When you tour the battle parks and you look at the monuments, they're dotted with monuments to the Confederate dead. I'm sure there's one somewhere, but I've never seen a monument to any of the colored troops who fought in the Civil War. I went down to Petersburg and saw the famous Battle of the Crater, which is getting a lot of attention now in Newt Gingrich's new novel. There's no monument to the African-American soldiers who died there. So at some point, I really, really believe that we have to claim the history for ourselves and do part of that ourselves.
And that is significant because, if I'm not mistaken, a lot of those war monuments were raised by the people themselves.
That's right.
The soldiers themselves, the families of the soldiers.
Yes, they were.
The people who were in that unit at a later time.
That's right.
Descendants of them.
That's right.
Meaning if anyone was going to do that monument today, it would have to be
African Americans. It really would have to be African Americans. You know, it's a strange thing. I did a tour of Tennessee about a year ago where Civil War is very much alive. And I will tell you, in general, the places I went, the feeling about the Civil War is definitely different than mine. And yet, I was struck with this odd admiration for the fact that they had not forgotten, they will not forget. They made sure that, you know, history would be remembered. They had put up monuments. They were cleaning out graveyards and making sure that the people who had died there would be remembered. And so I was in this odd position of being totally opposed to their interpretation of the war, but admiring their effort to preserve history and to claim it and to own it. And I think, you know, at some point we have to do the same.
Ta-Nehisi Coates is the author of Why Do So Few Blacks Study the Civil War, an article in a Civil War issue of The Atlantic Monthly. Thanks.
Thank you so much.